Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
He said, verse 23, "For verily I say to you, that whosoever shall say to this mountain, Be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." You believe it in your heart. You say it with your mouth. You don't see it. You don't feel it. But you say it. And you believe that it comes to pass. What did Jesus say? You will have whatever you say. People mock us and make fun of us for teaching that. But we're quoting him, the master. Verse 24. "Therefore I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them." What areas does this cover? What things soever you desperately need? No. Desire. What things soever you desire, when you pray, believe something. Jesus told us very specifically, don't just believe that God is real. That's good, but it's not what he said. That God's powerful, that's good, but that's not what he said. Even that it's God's will for you to have it, that's great, but that's not what he said. Believe. What did he say? Believe. That you receive them. Them what? The things you're asking for. What do you believe? You hear people try to wax poetic in these times. Well, now I just believe that when God gets ready in his own good time and his own good way, if it's his will. Is that what the Lord said, believe? What did he say, believe? When you pray, believe that you receive them. Well, what if it's not the will of God? Then you shouldn't be trying to pray about it. Huh? You're not ready to pray the prayer of faith until you know the will of God. Now, this is a foreign concept to a lot of Christians. But friend, you got to know the will of God or else you can't pray the prayer of faith. Well, how am I going to find the will of God? Now, that is the question, isn't it? The Bible said, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We have a responsibility to find the will of the Lord. How in the world are we going to find the will of the Lord? It's closer than you might think. Anybody got a Bible around here this morning? Huh? There you go. Will of God. Will of God right here. And you got the Holy Spirit inside you if you're born again. As your teacher, as your instructor, and between him and this living word, if you'll seek him, he'll reveal to you the will of God. But you can't be content to just bump around through life going, wow, you just never know what God's going to do. That means, wow, you can't pray the prayer of faith. Right. You're in trouble. Amen. Because the just shall live by faith and walk by faith, and without faith, it's impossible to please God. Didn't say it was challenging once in a while. It's impossible. There's no way you and I can please God in any part of our life unless we do it in faith. And like Brother Bosworth said in his book, Christ the Healer, faith begins where the will of God is known. Well, that's another way of saying Romans 10:17. So then faith cometh by what? By hearing. Hearing by the word of God. Or if you look up those words, it's the anointed word. The anointed word. And of course, you're going to find out the will of God through the word of God. Now go with me to 1 Timothy 6, please. 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter and 12. 1 Timothy 6:12. Now we just got through reading Mark 11:24. We've been over this before if you've been with us. What things soever you desire when you pray, do what? Believe what? What does that word receive mean? It literally means, if you look it up in the lexicons, it literally means take, T-A-K-E. In fact, that same word in the same King James Bible, same Greek word, is translated in English, take, numerous times in the same King James Bible. Believe that you take them and you shall have them. How are you going to take them? Now get it. He didn't say imagine that you take them. He didn't say feel like you take them. What did he say? Believe that you take them. I know some of you may have heard this verse many times before, but I assure you, you've not exhausted all the light out of it. In fact, no precious little compared to what there is to be seen and known there. But say it out loud with me. How do you take it? How do you take it? By faith. Okay. What did he say? You believe you take it. Is that the same as feeling that you take it? If you could feel that you took it, you wouldn't have to believe you took it. It's not imagining. It's not mind. See, sometimes people try to say, oh, they're just imagining this and it's just mind over matter. No, it's not. No, it's not. We're not talking about faith is not mental. Faith is not of the mind. Faith is not based on reasoning at all. And you hear people say, well, I'd like to believe that, but I just can't. I just can't believe that. That's a lie. That's untrue. Faith is a choice. It's just like me telling you something and you looking at me and going, well, I'd like to believe that, but I don't. No, that's what believing's all about. You haven't seen it. You weren't there. You have no proof. To believe it is a choice. And if you're a Christian, you already know quite a bit about this. Because most probably you have not been to heaven. You have not seen the Father. You've not seen the throne. You've not shaken Jesus' hands. You hadn't seen him in the flesh. We know you weren't there at the cross. In person, you didn't see it. You weren't there. You didn't see him raised from the dead. You didn't see him ascend on high. You got no proof of it physically. No pictures of it. Nothing to look at under the microscope. And yet you just choose to believe it. And you are wise to do so. You are wise. Because soon and very soon, there's not going to be any unbelievers. Everybody is going to see him. But it's like he told Thomas. Thomas said, unless I see him for myself, unless I put my finger in those nail holes, because I knew they drove those nails in his hands, I knew he died. Unless I can put my hand in his side, I won't believe. Well, the Lord rebuked him for that, didn't he?
Yes.
He said, well, here, put your finger in there. Give me your hand. Put it in there. He said, oh, my Lord, my God. He said, you believe because you've seen. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. Glory to God. And Peter talks about that's why we are rejoicing with joy unspeakable and full of glory, because we hadn't seen him, but we believe. We hadn't seen him, but we love him. And this pleases God. And God honors this in this life and in the next. Can you say glory to God? Somebody say, I believe. I haven't seen, but I believe. And you hear these folks, you even see it on signs. You know, well, seeing is believing. Absolutely not. You believe when you don't see. And then when you see it and feel it, you don't have to believe it. So how are you going to receive this thing you desire from him that you have found out is his will for you to have, that Jesus has already bought and paid for and given it to you? How are you going to get it? How are you going to enjoy it? You believe that you receive it. You believe that you take it to yourself. And once you believe you've taken it, now you believe you have it.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Someone says, well, do you see it? No. What makes you think you got it? I believe I've received it. Well, what makes you think you've got it? Have you experienced it? Have you enjoyed it? Anybody told you it was coming? You got any proof? I believe I receive. Just like I believe I receive forgiveness for my sins. Just like I believe they're working on my mansion right now. Just like I believe my name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I hadn't seen it, but it's there. I believe. Faith is the substance of things hoped for or expected. It is the evidence of things not seen. We walk by faith, not by sight. Somebody said out loud, I walk by faith.
I believe God.
I don't have to see it. That pleases your Father, my friend. That pleases your Father God. Believe that you take them, Jesus said. Who said it?
Jesus
said, believe you take them. That's how you're going to get your healing. That's how you're going to get your bills paid. That's how you're going to get your direction. Believe you take it. Now, has the church been taught that at large?
No.
Religion has made beggars out of Christians. Religion has taught people to beg. Just beg and beg. Please, God, would you, please. And hope that he'll decide to do something. And it's not the Bible. It's not what Jesus told us to do. The Bible tells you what the will of God is. And tells you to step up like a man of God, like a woman of God, to come boldly. Right to the throne of grace. Come right on in. Like you belong there. Like you got a right to be there. Boldly, that you may obtain. That's the same word that's translated receive or take. Come right on in and take your mercy and your grace to help. Come on in and get it. No, you're not trying to rend out of the hand of God something he don't want you to have. If God don't want you to have it, you ain't getting it. Are you kidding? You can fast and pray and get the whole continent to fast and pray. You ain't going to change God. He does not change. We're not talking about that. Something God has already bought and paid for in Jesus. And he said, it's yours. But we've seen that what God provides by his grace must be possessed by faith. Just because God's given it to us doesn't mean we're going to enjoy it. It can belong to you all your life and you never enjoy it. Unless you get faith in your heart and act on it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, Laying Hold, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303L. That's R1303L. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.